I'm Andy Bates, part of the team here at KFUO. While you hear me on the air and in podcasts, I'm also part of the team that works behind the scenes to bring you the programs like this that you value. What you hear on the air and in podcasts is just the tip of the iceberg. Listeners like you generously support everything that makes radio and podcasts happen. Administration, cutting-edge technology, software, hosts, producers, and more. You make this happen. Can we count on you to continue this support? KFUO Shareathon, now through April 5th, is a great time to show your support and make a gift or make a plan to give for a whole year. Your generosity is important and appreciated, not just by the KFUO team, but by listeners who get to hear and enjoy Christ-centered programs every day. Will you make a gift today? KFUO.org/give. KFUO.org/give.
Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 3 through 9, and the Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now on these last days he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The youth gathering has a challenging theme ahead of them in choosing from Hebrews 12, endure as their headline. It doesn't really strike a gospel tone, in the strictest sense at least. It is not purely passive. It is not an invitation to inactive rest. But it is an imperative that depends on the gospel, that relies on the gospel, one that invites us to rise from our rest in Christ, to join a noble struggle and not a losing struggle, and then finally to enter into that eternal rest that Christ won for us. Those who don't like the tone should remember the many places in the Bible, innumerable, that call for the endurance of the saints. St. Paul says elsewhere that it is a mark not of youth, but of maturity when one presses on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, for a long time, the church had grown tired of try-harder sermons. Those who proudly bore the name evangelical rarely lived up to its meaning. They would preach grace and gospel at the revivals, but rarely after that. They did not seem to believe, like we heard yesterday, that Christ's death for sinners needs to be heard time and time again. To the hearers, this would be as if, having received the word, now the business of germination and growth and fruit bearing, and they love this one, seed multiplication, now is left up to the soil to do. Just imagine that, a plant uprooting itself, walking over to the garage to fetch the watering can and then coming back to its place to find what? A big gaping hole in the ground. And its own roots are drying out the whole time. It is not, is it not the task of the soil, rather, to hold fast to the Word of God in a heart that is made good and honest by that Word of God, bringing forth the fruits which only the Word of God can inspire and create in them? You see why gospel-rich sermons that offer the rest of God in His Word and His sacraments can be such a welcome relief to that sort of preaching. The restfulness of the gospel delivers us from an impossible burden of saving ourselves and, yes, also of growing ourselves. But now, the dreaded try-harder sermon has not been heard by many of us for many years. Very few have risked sowing the word so boldly that it might dent someone's topsoil. The seeds were instead, by us, set out onto a table with a sign. Here they are, free for the taking. If you want it, no pressure. And when, despite the lack of pressure, despite the maximum convenience for the customer, when it was found that nobody particularly wanted those seeds either, then Christ's parable was traded for a new parable, the parable that you've heard told before, the parable of that long, dormant potential seed, a heartwarming tale if it ever happens. A seed usually sown, I think, at VBS, which we hope, by which we think probably won't happen, that maybe God will make it sprout someday. Maybe so long, that is, as no relative risks talking to that person about God ever again. In contrast to that vision, dear saints, you heard the real parable of Jesus yesterday. The seed of God's word is under attack in that parable, always. It has so many opponents that are arrayed against it, it's 3-to-1 odds of survival. And in the face of that parable, what a shocking indifference then to imagine that a seed is just going to lay there on the ground forever. What a total surrender to the riches and the cares of this life to refuse to strengthen weak knees of our fellow Christians around us, or even to try a little. To those today who look ahead to darker times, maybe with despair, maybe with hopelessness, the Christian church must now purvey the hope that she has within her. In fact, there is something worth living for. It is a rest which satisfies. It is a rest also, by the way, that gives energy, that rouses us to a noble purpose. It's only that this rest is not sought or found in this life. Woe to us if we confuse the Lord's great rest with a rest from hard preachers or a rest from a father who shows discipline. As the parable tells it aright, we look forward to the Lord's rest because there are so many enemies arrayed against the seed who at last they will must lay down their arms. They at last will be subject under Christ's feet. And in the meantime, the Lord's discipline for us is a mark of our sonship, that we belong to Him. Now, dear Christians, is the time for this passage from Hebrews. Now is the time, as our hymn says, to arise, to consider Christ, to hold fast our confession, to hold fast the implanted word with patience. Now, as the first Lutheran ordained on American soil sang in the hymn that we sang today, Now hold the ground. Hold the holy hill of Christ Zion. Hold the line of the church militant. Justus Faulkner's hymn, like Hebrews 12, points us continually to the saving cross of Christ. That's our foundational endurance, the shedding of his blood, which truly won the victory and bestowed on us the name Son, Children of Salvation. But it urges us also to look ahead, as Hebrews does, to the rest prepared for us by his death. Since he's both founder and perfecter of our faith. But in the meantime, in such hope, with hearts that have been made noble and honest by his word, then comes also the invitation to stand, to hold, to struggle, to resist all that would threaten to strip away this word of God from us. To sinners who recently were hopeless, but then are shown the great victory over death through death by Christ. The call to them to hold out, to remain faithful, not give up, to endure, is a call to embrace this gospel fruitfully. And for them, the discipline of their Father is a reassuring mark that we are Christ's blood brothers, that we are children of our Father's salvation. Whoever is subject to the Father of spirits not only rests in him, they live in him, the scriptures say. They are eager to rise to that new life even now before the author has perfected us in his resurrection. And why should they not be? Why should they not be roused to hear that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us? Praise God, our triumphs sure. We need not long endure scorn and trial. And then we will enter into his rest with all those saints and heroes who fought faithful and bold before us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.